This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Gleason, Trevor Harris, we take you right up until 8 o'clock. I'm glad you're with us on a Monday evening. I hope you were with us all night. We've had a really, really good show. Obviously, the best is yet to come over the next half hour, and certainly a lot going on in high school football this month with spring football taking place. Had an opportunity last Friday to head out to see Monsignor Pace. They had a scrimmage going on. Obviously, they've been working real hard. This is a time of year where you try to develop some of the young kids, see what you have, and certainly the Spartans have some talent. Making the playoffs last year, certainly getting an opportunity this year to make a run at the district title. Head coach Anthony Walker has been around for a long, long time and doing a tremendous job, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and great seeing you this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I think I saw you more than I saw my wife this weekend.
Good evening, Larry. Thank you for having me. It was always good to have you come visit, you know, and check out the team. Everybody in South Florida knows, you know, all over Florida that knows the job that you do, you know, so we always welcome you, you know, whenever you're around.
Talk about this spring and what you guys have accomplished over the last couple of weeks with about 2 weeks left to go. What did you set out to do? Because I know you got a lot of young players, a lot of people who are vying for positions. What was the objective this spring?
Yeah, just really, like you said, to develop. We got a young squad replacing, you know, our senior-led group from last season. So now it's just about teaching the fundamentals, getting back to the basics of how we do things here at Pace High School. And so just getting, you know, trying to get the young guys to be on board, to, you know, everything that we're trying to do here at Pace High School.
What did you guys get out of last year? Winning season, a playoff spot, a team that showed a lot of promise throughout the year. Obviously, you know, your schedule's challenging, but you came up with a couple of really, really, really big wins. What came out of last year that, you know, that the guys, a lot of the returning players, because you have a few seniors and a few juniors who played a key role. What came out of last year's success, you know, that says, hey, we want to build on that?
Yeah, I think just the fact that, you know, Pace does have a little tradition. I know a lot of times, you know, people kind of forget, you know, when Coach Zacchio and Coach Guandolo was head coaches here at Pace High School, that we've had some, you know, definitely some winning ways. So that's all I've been trying to do, is just bring back that winning mentality, winning tradition, you know, on and off the field of what Pace High School and what we're about here at Pace.
And, you know, the thing, too, is here's a Friday evening and you have quite a few fans, a lot of support from the families. I know that, you know, you invited the moms out, gave them all roses, got their opportunity, you know, for them to be recognized. How important is that? Because I know for as long as I can remember, and it's been decades and decades and decades of Monsignor Pace football, it's always been a family atmosphere. It's always been, you know, everybody's feeling comfortable no matter what sport it was, whether basketball or, you know, and the great baseball teams they've had and also football. Has it been your objective to continue that family-oriented tradition? Because I like that. I mean, I like coming out the other night and seeing, you know, a bunch of fans, a bunch of parents that come out and, you know, because you know as well as I do, you've been in this a long time, that a lot of parents just drop their kids off at practice as a babysitter. They don't really take an active interest, but at your school, they always have.
Yeah, definitely, Larry. We, you know, we pride ourselves on having a family atmosphere at Pace High School, not only athletically, but, you know, just the overall school in general. That's why, you know, when I came up with the idea of doing the spring scrimmage, I was like, you know what, I want to invite the alumni back, whether, you know, they play football or not, but just, you know, just to get our, you know, get our alumni back involved with all our athletic programs. And then obviously the parents, you can't, you know, they sacrifice for their kids to come to Pace High School. So we definitely, you know what it, you know, and then just, you know, sacrificing, you know, for having athletes, right? Like, you know, me being a dad and raising my son and the sacrifices that we had to make as parents. So, and it was Mother's Day weekend. So I was like, you know what, my parent committee, actually, they the one that kind of, we had a chat going and they were like, Coach, can we do something for the moms? And we kind of did that kind of on the last spur of the moment deal, but they all came through and it turned out to be a great, great evening, you know, with the alumni and the fans and the parents and everything on Friday night. So hopefully we can continue that tradition moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Anthony Walker Sr. is the head coach at Monsignor Pace High School. And, you know, you talk about your son, Anthony Jr. We know all about him. He's the blueprint for what a student athlete's supposed to be. Obviously, was an all-state football player, outstanding academically, went to Northwestern University, you know, played at several spots with the Browns, with the Indianapolis Colts, last year with the Miami Dolphins, now with the Tampa Bay Bucks. And for him to come back, and to be around the kids and talk. And I, you know, every time he comes in, I always kind of gravitate towards him because he's just one of those guys. And we were talking just about some of the kids and what they need to know along the way. And it's not always about football. It's not always about athletics, but you kind of got to hit the books a little bit and understand that life after football could be a lot easier if you have that degree and you set yourself up. Talk about that and having him around for, you know, so many things, but having him around for that, because remember, he's a guy that these kids identify with. They watch television, they watch football, so they see him play. But at the same time, here's a guy, you know, he was as high academics as you can get as an athlete.
Right. Yeah. So especially last year, with him being home with the Dolphins, he was around a lot, and he talked a lot to the kids about just doing the right things, especially in the classroom, because, you know, at any point, you know, the NFL, you know, as we all know, it stands for not for long. So, you know, you never know when that day is going to come when you have to choose, you know, do something else with the rest of your life. So, you know, we pride ourselves on talking about, you know, the student athlete part here at Pace High School, making sure the guys understand that, you know, it's not just football. You got to make sure you're hitting the books. And you got to be a well-rounded individual. We try to do community service projects as well, because at the end of the day, you know, football, you know, or any sport, you know, at some point is going to end. So we always, you know, we pride ourselves on talking to the young men about, you know, having good character, you know, because at one point you're going to be a father, you're going to be a husband. So we want them to be well-rounded, you know, young people, right? So that's one of the things he was able to instill, and they was able to ask questions and how is it in the NFL? How was college and all those things? And I definitely try to bring our alumni back around. Jerry Seymour actually spoke to the guys last summer. So that's my thing, is I always try to bring somebody around who's done it before them. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, good stuff. Now, do you have a spring game coming up this next week, or what's the schedule?
Yes, sir. So we'll have a spring jamboree May 21st, next Wednesday, at Boyd Anderson High School. We'll do a half with Nova and a half with Boyd Anderson.
Okay, good stuff. And any more scrimmages coming up, or that's the last deal?
No, that'll be the last deal, and then, you know, I'm sure I'll see you around in the summer on the summer camp tour.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I remember that year when we went out to Tampa and you guys won the USF. Yeah,
yes,
it probably was the hottest day in the history of Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Coach, I can't thank you enough. As always, man, I always look forward to seeing you. You do a great job, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you.
Good stuff. Coach Anthony Walker, head coach at Monsignor Pace, does it the right way. And I'll tell you what, his son is a blueprint. A great kid as well. And, you know, getting a chance to talk to him and DeMarcus Van Dyke. And as he mentioned, Jerry Seymour, you know, Levant Ponder, the guys that all went to Pace and, you know, went to the next level, Maury Sykes and, the, you know, on and on and on and, throughout the years. And they've had a tremendous program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.